Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar and Thirman Zechas Vachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the 14th Parak, Paras Chatas. So the three Dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, four sources are given to allow eating Kachim Kalim in Shiloh Bekoa Roah, anywhere within sight of Shiloh. Number one, regarding Shiloh, the Pasuk warns against offering up Karbanos Bekol Makom Asher Tireh, in any place that you see, implying Bekol Makom Asher Tireh Iyata Ma'ala. You may not offer up Karbanos in any place that you see, Aval Ata Ochol Bekol Makom She'ata Roah, but you may eat Karbanos in any place that you see Shiloh. Number two, the name Sana Shiloh hints Makom Shekol Roah Esom Esenecholav Al Achilas Kachim Shiloh, a place which, after its destruction, whoever would see it would sigh over its former permit of eating Kachim Bekol Roah. Number three, Yosef is described as Ben Poras Aleayin, a fruitful son because of the eye teaching, Ein Shol Ratzis Alazon Aleayanos Medaber Sheinu Shalo, the eye which did not want to feed from and enjoy something which was not his, referring to Eishes Potiphar, Tizkav Esochol Kmo Eineo, should merit to eat Kachim as far as its eyesight. And number four, Ratzon Shokhnesneh, and the desire of him who dwells in hatred teaches that the eye which did not want to benefit from something which was not his, Tizkav Esochol Ben Asnuin, should merit to eat Kachim among those who hated it, meaning among neighboring Shvatim. Point number two, a Braisa defines Bechoa Roa as Kol Sheroa Ve'Einu Davar Mafsik, anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision. Rav Papa said that seeing Shiloh does not mean Roa Kulo, seeing all of it, Ela Roa Miksatso, rather it means seeing part of it. Rav Papa asks, Omed Ve'Roa Yoshev Ve'Einu Roa, if one stands and he can see Shiloh, but when he sits, he cannot see it, could he eat Kachim there? Rabbi Yirmi asks, Omed al gabi hanachav roeh, if one stands on the top of a ravine, he can see Shiloh, betochano ve'eino roeh, but when he stands in the ravine, he cannot see it. Could he catch him in the ravine? These questions are left unresolved. And point number three, Rav Dimi quoted Rebbe saying that the Shechina rested in three places upon Yisrael, Shiloh, Noven Givon, and the Beis HaMikdash. B'chuvan lo shar sa'o b'chelk bin Yamin, and in all of them, the Shechina only rested in Binyamin's portion, as the Pasuk says, hofech olav kol hayom. Hashem hovers over Binyamin the whole day, teaching Kol Chafifos Lo Yehu El Bechelko Shel Binyamin. All of the Shechina's hoverings would only be in Binyamin's portion. Rav Yosef objected that another pasuk clearly indicates that Shiloh was in Ephraim's portion. However, Rav Ada says that it's possible that the Sanhedrin sat in Yosef's portion while the Shechina was in Binyamin's via a strip of Yosef's land projecting into Binyamin's portion, similar to the divide in the Beis HaMikdash between Yehuda's and Binyamin's portions. This question is actually a Malchokas and a Braisa. The Tanakhama Darshan's Chofef Olav, he hovers over him, refers to the first Beis HaMikdash. Kol Hayom, the whole day, refers to the second Beis HaMikdash. Uben Ksefav Shachin, and between his shoulder he rests, refers to the days of Mashiach. Rebbe says these three periods refer to Olam Hazeh, this world including even Shiloh, Yamos Mashiach, and Olam Haba. So once again, the three points are, number one, four sources are given to allow eating Kachim Kalim in Shiloh, Bekoa Roa, anywhere within the sight of Shiloh. Number one, regarding Shiloh, the Pasuk warns against offering up Karbanos Bekol Makom Asher Tireh, in any place that you see, implying Bekol Makom Asher Tireh Iyata Ma'ala. You may not offer up Karbanos in any place that you see, Aval Ata Ochol Bekol Makom She'ata Roeh, but you may eat Karbanos in any place that you see Shiloh. Number two, the name Sana Shiloh hints Makom Shekol Roeh Esom Esenecholav Al Achilas Kachim Shiloh, a place which, after its destruction, whoever would see it would sigh over its former permit of eating Kachim Bekol Roeh. Number three, Yosef is described as Ben Poras Aleayin, a fruitful son because of the eye teaching, Ein Shol Ratzis Alazon Aleayanos Medaber Sheinu Shalo, the eye which did not want to feed from and enjoy something which was not his, referring to Eishes Potiphar, Tizkav Esochol Kmo Eineo, should merit to eat Kachim as far as its eyesight. And number four, Ratzon Shokhnesneh, and the desire of him who dwells in hatred teaches that the eye which did not want to benefit from something which was not his, Tizkav Esochol Ben Asnuin, should merit to eat Kachim among those who hated it, meaning among neighboring Shvatim. Point number two, a Braisa defines Bechoa Roa as Kol Sheroa Ve'Einu Davar Mafsik, anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision. Rav Papa said that seeing Shiloh does not mean Roa Kulo, seeing all of it, Ela Roa Miksatso, rather it means seeing part of it. Rav Papa asks, Omed Ve'Roa Yoshev Ve'Einu Roa, if one stands and he can see Shiloh, but when he sits, he cannot see it, could he eat Kachim there? Rabbi Yirmi asks, Omed al gabi hanachav roeh, if one stands on the top of a ravine, he can see Shiloh, betochano ve'eino roeh, but when he stands in the ravine, he cannot see it. Could he eat Kachim in the ravine? These questions are left unresolved. And point number three, Rav Dimi quoted Rebbe saying that the Shekhinah rested in three places upon Yisrael, Shiloh, Noven Givon, and the base of Migdash. B'chuan l'shar sa'o b'chelk b'nyamin. And in all of them, the Shekhinah only rested in Binyamin's portion, as the Pasuk says, Hofech olav kol hayom. Hashem hovers over Binyamin the whole day, teaching, Kol chafifos lo yehu el b'chelko shel Binyamin. All of the Shekhinah's hoverings would only be in Binyamin's portion. Rav Yosef objected that another pasuk clearly indicates that Shiloh was in Ephraim's portion. However, Rav Ada says that it's possible that the Sanhedrin sat in Yosef's portion while the Shekhinah was in Binyamin's via a strip of Yosef's land projecting into Binyamin's portion, similar to the divide in the base of Mikdash between Yehuda's and Binyamin's portions. This question is actually a Malchokas and a Braisa. The Tanna Kamma Darshan's Chofef Olav, he hovers over him, refers to the first base of Mikdash. Kol Hayom, the whole day, refers to the second base of Mikdash. Uben Ksefav Shachain, and between his shoulder he rests, refers to the days of Mashiach. Rebbe says these three periods refer to Olam Hazeh, this world including even Shiloh, Yamos Mashiach, and Olam Haba. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Yud Ches, and our standard Siman is Kichol. And in this Siman, we mentioned Vayamayin videos. Vayamayin is an organization that puts out excellent videos every day on the topic of Shmiras Einayim. So here goes. The man from Shevet Yosef, who munched on Kichol with his Kashim Kalim while watching Vayamayin videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, argued with his friend from Shevet Binyamin if the Shekhinah rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh. Once again, slow motion. The man from Shevet Yosef who munched on Kichol. Kichol? That must be run off. Kuf Yud Ches. The man from Shevet Yosef munched on Kichol with his Kachim Kalim while watching Vayamayin videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh, which reminds us the Gemara brings sources for eating Kachim Kalim in Shiloh, B'chol Haroa, and we learn why Yosef married a Mishkan Shiloh in his portion. Yosef is described as Ben Poros Aliayin, a fruitful son because of the eye teaching, Ayin Shel Ratzis Olazon V'Lahanos Medaber She'enu Shelo, the eye which did not want to feed from and enjoy something which was not his, referring to Eishes Potiphar, Tizk V'Tochol K'mol Einewa, should merit to eat Kachim as far as its eyesight. So the man from Shevet Yosef who munched on Kichol with his Kachim Kalim while watching Vayamayin videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, which reminds us, a Braisa defines Bechoa Roa as Kosha Rove Ein Davar Mapsik, anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision. Rav Papa said that seeing Shiloh does not mean Roa Kulo, seeing all of it, Ela Roa Miksaso. Rather, it means seeing part of it. So the man from Shevet Yosef who munched on Kichol with his Kachim Kalim while watching Vayamayin videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, argued with his friend from Shevet Binyamin if the Shekhinah rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh, which reminds us the Gemara brings a Malchokas if the Shekhinah rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh. So once again, the man from Shevet Yosef who munched on Kichol with his Kachim Kalim while watching Vayamayin videos with an eyesight of Mishkan Shiloh and had a straight line of vision to part of the Mishkan with nothing blocking him, argued with his friend from Shevet Binyamin if the Shekhinah rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh. All right, so now it's time for a four blabak Chazara. Daf Kuf Yadal, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yadal is a kiddie park. So here goes. The newborn Vlado's Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park. Kiddie park? That must be on Daf Kuf Yadal. The newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who are possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekline from before they were born, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Vlados Kachim, offspring of Kachim, which become disqualified as the Esnan and Klein from before they were born. So, the newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park, who are possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekline from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing, and therefore were Mechusar Zman, and one is only Chai Velos Haseh if sacrificed, which reminds us Gilgal was considered Mechusar Zman, premature relative to Shiloh, regarding obligatory karbanas, which could not be brought until Shiloh, and Velos Haseh prohibited bringing them during Gilgal. So the newborn Vlados Kachim going down the slide of the kiddie park were possible for a carbon because they were Esam Lekline from before they were born. Watch one Rebbe tell the goats in the Gilgal class that they were premature to go on the Shiloh swing and therefore were Mechusar Zman and one is only Chai Velos Haseh if sacrificed. While inside another Rebbe told his boys preparing an Ashim for the Matzor B'chutz play to make sure to announce they were bringing it Lishmo in order to be patur, which reminds us, the Chachamim in the Mishnah exempt one who brings a carbon b'chutz prematurely, including where the owner is not yet ready, such as the Ashim of a Mitzvah before the end of his purification process. Rav Chilki Bar Tuvi said this is only true if he shechted the Ashim l'shmo, but if he shechted it shelo l'shmo, he is chayv, since an Ashim shechted shelo l'shmo is fit to be brought inside the Mikdash, since karbanos sacrifice shelo l'shma are valid. Daf Kuf Tesvav. So the simmer Daf Kuf Tesvav is Ketoris. So here goes. The thick smoke from Ketoris. Ketoris? That must mean we're on Daf Kuf Tesvav. The thick smoke from Ketoris that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, which reminds us, on the previous Daf, Rav Huna asserted that there cannot be a carbon which is invalid when shechted l'shmo, but is valid when shechted lo l'shmo. The Gemara objects there is such a carbon, right? Pesach b'shar yomos Hashana. But there's the case of a carbon Pesach during the other days of the year, meaning before Erev Pesach, which is not valid if it was shechted l'shmo as a Pesach, but is valid if it was shechted shelo l'shmo. The Gemara answers a Pesach during the other days of the year is considered a shlamim. So the thick smoke from Ketoris that blinded a Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketoris that Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when was the Avoda taken from the Bechoros and given to the Kohanim? So the thick smoke from Ketoris that blinded the Kohen, resulting in his confusing a Pesach for a Shlamim, which was valid as a Shlamim, came from the Ketoris that Bechoros, who no longer did the Avoda, were burning, to honor two young Kohanim who died to sanctify Hashem's name. Which reminds us, when Aaron's sons died, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, "Hu asher diber Hashem lemor b'krovaya kadesh." This is what Hashem spoke, saying, "I'll be sanctified by those nearest me." This can refer to the previous warning to keep a distance from the mountain, or that Hashem foretold of their deaths when he told Moshe, "I will set my meeting place there in the Mishkan with the children of Yisrael, v'nikdash b'kvodi, and it will be sanctified through my honor." Don't read it as Bikvodi, rather as Bimukubodai, through my honored one. Daf Kuf Tezayin. So the Zimmer Daf Kuf Tezayin is a barber giving haircuts. So here goes. The animal barber, that must move on Daf Kuf Tezayin. Haircuts. Kuf Tezayin, cuts. The animal barber who let in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into his shop, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how Noach knew which animals were considered Tahor and which were Tameh. So the animal barber who had in 7 pure animals, but only 2 impure animals at a time, into a shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus of Yisro, came before Matan Torah, and discusses what prompted him to come. So the animal barber who had in 7 pure animals, but only 2 pure animals at a time, into a shop, was giving a great non-Jew who converted because he heard the Torah had been given, a haircut, leaving his B'nai Noach friends outside, who were happy they were permitted to bring offerings on Abama, which reminds us, a Brisa teaches that B'nai Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on Bamos nowadays, because the prohibition against Bamos was only told to Jews. Therefore, any Gentile may build a Bama nowadays and sacrifice whatever he wants on it. However, Ravasi said it's prohibited to assist them and perform shlichus on their behalf in sacrificing on Bama nowadays. Still, Rava said it's permitted to instruct them how to bring karbanos themselves. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is a gabai with a set of keys. So here goes. The gabai with a set of keys. Gabai with a set of keys? That must be on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The gabai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh Machne Leviyah, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, which reminds us, the Machne Leviyah and Shiloh did not protect inadvertent murders, but it did in the Midbar. So the gabai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh of Machne Leviyah, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the 5 people standing around Abama and arguing over which karbanos can be brought on it, which reminds the Gemara brings 5 different opinions regarding which karbanos can be brought on Abama. So the gabai with a set of keys who wouldn't open the gate for the Rotzeach to enter the Shiloh of Machne Leviyah, since it didn't serve as a place of refuge, told him to go hide behind the 5 people standing around Abama and arguing over which karbanos can be brought on it, and asked the Nazir bringing his olin shlamim on it for directions to an ir mikla, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchukas where miran the chlamim whether a Nazir's karbanos can be brought on a private Abama. Alright, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step do you learn that one would be patur for bringing the paraduma or the seor mishtaleach b'chutz because they're unfit for bifnim? That's on daf Kufyud Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we malchokas if the Shekhinah rested in Yosef's portion in Shiloh? That's on daf Kufyud Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Vlados Kachim can become disqualified as Eslan and Klaim before they were born? That's on daf Kufya Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu was sanctified through the deaths of Nadav and Avihu? That's on daf Kuftes Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have Machlokas if Yisrael came before Matan Torah or after, and what prompted him to come? That's on daf Kuftes Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the definition for Bekoa Roa is anywhere one sees Shiloh and nothing obstructs his vision? That's on daf Kufyut Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf to discuss how the Re'im, the Teva, and Og Melcha Bashan withstood the boiling waters of the Mabul? That's on daf Kufyut Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that Bnei Noach are still permitted to sacrifice on Bamos nowadays? That's on daf Kuftes Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn sources for eating Kachim Kalim in Shiloh Bekoa Roa and why Yosef merited Mishkan Shiloh in his portion? That's on daf Kufyut Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf brings the Malkokas about a Nazir's Kaban is being brought on a private Bama? That's on daf Kufyut Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.